Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Pride. It's almost as if you're the one showing up to the customer.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. And you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Not on Skin.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company in group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He's just about a perfect fit for us and what we're trying to do. He's the type of pitcher we've been trying to acquire unsuccessfully now for long time.
And that is why Cubs president Theo Epstein makes a big trade with the White Sox, acquiring 28-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball and a pitcher whose rights the Cubs now control until 2020. Meantime, Sox GM Rick Hahn acquires 4 prospects, including outfielder Eloy Jimenez, ranked as the number 5 prospect by Baseball America.
We view him as one of the most exciting prospects in the game today. Potential middle-of-the-order impact bat. Plus bat speed, feel for the barrel, uses the whole field and the tools to be a plus defender on the corner.
In addition to Jimenez, the Sox get 21-year-old right-hander Dylan Cease, another top 100 prospect, and 2 other minor leaguers. It's the first Cubs-Sox trade since 2006 when the Sox sent Neil Kotz to the Cubs for David Ardsma and a minor leaguer. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer will join Bernstein and Goff in mere moments right here on The Score. Sox reliever Nate Jones will miss the rest of the season, elbow surgery. Tennis Venus Williams back in the Wimbledon final. At 37, she's the oldest woman to get there since 1994. Williams will face Garbiñe Muguruza on Saturday for the title. NBA former Bulls guard Rajon Rondo reportedly visiting with New Orleans. Searching for a solution to the cracks in your brickwork? Visit uswaterproofing.com to learn about foundation settling. Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling. The feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take care of that feeling. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT, home, safe home. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on Baltimore on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4-KIDS.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Gigantic breaking news. Jose Quintana is on the Cubs.
He gone. He got it. Pulled a string on him.
That's 10 strikeouts for Q.
Eloy Jimenez, the number one prospect in the Cubs system, is on the White Sox.
As Jimenez takes a big swing and sends one into the Western Metal Supply Company building.
Right-handed pitcher Dylan Cease. First baseman Matt Rose. Infielder Bryant Fleet. Those Cub prospects are now property of the White Sox.
Frankly, it's incredibly difficult to trade a player like Quintana, perhaps even more so because of the type of person he is and what he's meant to this organization.
Jose Quintana and his remarkable contract is now property of the Chicago Cubs.
This package of prospects that we received today was far and away the best offer, best possibility that we've discussed with any club.
Holy hell.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
From Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs pitcher is left-hander Jose Quintana. Another 1-2-3 inning for Quintana. He has been dominant today.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Hello, Jed. Big day.
How you guys doing?
We're good. How did this come about?
Well, I think it came about in part because it was so logical. You know, I think we've been very transparent about our desire to acquire young starting pitching. We've got a surplus of bats. We've done a really good job drafting, developing, signing bats. We've done less than a stellar job with arms. So, we've always felt like we needed at some point to, make that exchange. And, Quintana was right at the top of our list of guys that we hope to acquire. And, I think for the White Sox, I think it makes a lot of sense. You know, right now they're in the same type of window that we were in 12, 13, and 14. And I think for them, the prospects mean more to them than they do to us right now. And I think that, Quintana means more to us than he does to the White Sox right now. So I just think the logic of the deal, it made a lot of sense. And I think with any deal like this, a lot depends on who happens to like your prospects. You know, sometimes you go into these deals that seem logical, but you might not match up. And we were in a situation where the White Sox really coveted some of our guys, and that allowed it to work out.
Did you think you would have to give up a major league player in a deal for Quintana or someone similar?
Yeah, and that was a big part of what we discussed. You know, our desire was not to do that. We believe in these guys. Obviously we haven't had the first half that we had hoped for. A lot of these guys have struggled a little bit to this point. But I think we have to be careful not to forget these same group of players basically won 200 games over the last 2 years, won the World Series last year. And we've always said, we wanted to develop a really strong group, core group of position players and then build pitching around it. And really that today was us delivering on that and going out and getting, a really durable, consistent, talented starting pitcher to go with that group. So I think we did feel like it was a good chance we'd have to trade off the major league team, and we were hoping not to do that.
To piggyback on that a little bit, I know there is no such thing as an untouchable. You listen to everything about everyone, but are you guys committed to keeping that core together, not just Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, but guys like Javi Baez and Addison Russell and Kyle Schwarber for the long haul here?
I think that's certainly our desire. I think obviously we'll revisit that at various times over the next 3, 4, 5 years. But certainly that group has already accomplished a ton together. They're all really talented and, people we've really grown to like and admire. And so, that's certainly our goal. People come at us with trade proposals and we never say never. We always talk about them, but that's certainly our desire, is to keep that group together and then supplement that with pitching.
It's amazing how valuable the Quintana contract is. I mean, I just keep staring at these numbers, and when you juxtapose it with what the open market value is for similar pitchers, I mean, hell, the money that you spent on John Lester, and it's even going to be more than that with every passing year, Quintana is essentially, value-wise, a younger version of Lester, and it's almost free. I mean, it's like $7 million with less than half this year, $8.5 million, then 10.5. It's an option. 2020 at 10.5, an option. Even the insurance on this deal is a bargain. I can't imagine you finding a better value for somebody like this ever or anywhere.
Yeah, and there's no question you have to factor that in when you're talking about trading for Quintana. I think they were able to ask for a lot from teams because of his talent, because of his consistency, but also because of that contract. And, give Rick Hahn and the White Sox a lot of credit. They did a great contract with Chris Sale, and that helped to get, a little bit more in trade for him. And they did a great contract with Quintana, and that certainly helped get a little bit more in trade for Quintana. So, give the front office credit. You go back a long way to when they signed those deals. But in the end, those really good contracts that show really good foresight, those ended up, you know, netting them, you know, a certain percentage more in each of those trades because they had such great contracts. And it helps us. You know, if we had traded for a young pitcher who was really talented but had a fairly big contract already, you know, that inhibits our ability to do some other things. And I think by getting Quintana, not only can we get the contract, but we also have a chance to go out and do some other things because it gives us some freedom.
Cubs general manager joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, Jed Hoyer. You can check us out on live video stream at 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. How much, if any, of this is also playing keep away from other teams that you guys not only might be chasing in this division, but if things heat up a little bit and you guys are still behind in the wild card as well? Like a team like Milwaukee, who is thought of to be adding some starting pitching and maybe a setup guy. How much of that is in your minds as well?
You know, not that much. I mean, I think, you know, Milwaukee's played really well so far. They're young and exciting, and I think that they've, you know, they're fun to watch. They've played really well, and they deserve to be where they are. You know, for us, it was being opportunistic. You know, we haven't played that well this season so far, but this is a deal that, you know, it makes sense for us far beyond 2017. You know, now we have Quintana through 2020, you know, with this young group. So for us, it wasn't about playing keep away. It was about, this is the right moment to strike. We've been having these kind of discussions and talking about these kind of starting pitchers. And there's only a handful of guys out there that fit the bill. And, you know, everyone kind of knows who those guys are, and they're hard to acquire. So when we had a chance to get one, we felt like it was the right time to act.
Tell Sox fans what they just added to their farm system with each player.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think with, you know, focusing on Eloy and Dylan Cease, you know, we loved Eloy. He's really, first of all, wonderful person, wonderful kid. We really liked getting to know him as a person, you know, since we signed him. And he's an incredibly balanced hitter at the plate. You know, obviously has incredible power, but he's also a good hitter. I think he's just going to, you know, keep on, you know, maturing and growing as a hitter, but the power's already there.
Is there a comp for him already in the major leagues, or some guy that you think he can grow into?
You know, the guy we always talked about, he reminded us in terms of how he hits and his balance, was always Jermaine Dye. And just in terms of, like, there's a bigger person with tremendous balance at the plate, tremendous power to all fields. That was always, you know, a comp that we used in the office as far as how he hits. But listen, this is a guy that, no one was looking to give up Eloy Jimenez. We realized that, you know, at some point we're going to give up something off our major league team, or we're going to give up a prospect like Eloy. That was going to happen if we're going to acquire this kind of pitcher. So, White Sox fans should be incredibly excited about his future, and, you know, he's likely to be sitting in the middle of the lineup for a long time.
And the other prospects?
You know, Cease is a guy who's got an electric arm. You know, he had Tommy John when we drafted him, and, he's really recovered incredibly nicely from that, and, he keeps on getting better and better, and, you know, he's a guy that, you know, right now, it's a really good, you know, fastball curveball mix. I think he's going to continue to develop kind of more of a starter's repertoire. But arms like that are rare. You know, a guy that has touched 100, kind of sits in the, you know, 95 to 97 range with a really good curveball. And again, another really good kid that I think the White Sox can build around.
What about Rose and Flaté? Anything there?
Yeah, they're both two guys that are performing well right now in Myrtle Beach. And, you know, I think those are two guys that, you know, the White Sox were sort of opportunistic, and as we kind of rounded out the deal, they were looking for two guys that, you know, had some good performance. You know, Rose has shown really good power so far at first base, you know, for Myrtle Beach this year. And, you know, Flaté, he's done a good job. He's been mostly playing second for Myrtle Beach, and he's had a good offensive season.
When you make a deal for somebody who is as known a commodity as Jose Quintana, do you still send out scouts to get the same reports as if it were just anybody else? I mean, is there a standard due diligence process to say, you know, do what we do and file the reports and scout him and get what we can get and just not go by what you probably already know you're getting?
No, yeah, I think, yes, we send tons of scouts through there. You know, one of the things we do a lot in general is we scout out of the cell. You know, it's easy for us to see American League games by just going across town, which is kind of nice. So, as a result, you can see Jose Quintana and all the White Sox guys a lot. But listen, one of the beauties of modern technology, modern video, is you can just sit there and watch all the starts on your iPad. You know, so we had a ton of people watch all the starts, and we really focused on this guy and dug on his makeup. And that was one thing that really impressed us, was that, you know, everything we gathered about what this guy is as a teammate, as a worker, is also really impressive. And that's the kind of person we want to add.
We've always had the narrative of the Cubs don't want to make the Sox better. The Sox don't want to make the Cubs better
City
because
tax.
Of the internecine rivalry that we have here. Is this, there are some who would maybe hypothesize that this signals a new era of detente where good business is good business. Is there any symbolic value to a trade like this happening that may mean more open communications between the two teams in the future?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. I mean, I think that, you know, I think Theo and I have known, you know, Rick and Kenny for a long, long time. You know, I think all of us have been doing this for a while. We've always had a great relationship with those guys. And, you know, I think there's different times in the rivalry, so to speak, or the crosstown, you know, the crosstown cup that, you know, I think there's times you probably wouldn't have done a deal, but I think right now it makes a lot of sense. You know, they just watched us, you know, rebuild and have success doing it. And I think they're right now, they're rebuilding. They're doing exactly what they should be doing, which is gathering as much talent as they possibly can and bringing that talent together before they make more moves. And, you know, I think that it's a logical move now because we're in a cycle with this core of players, you know, a winning cycle, and they're kind of down and rebuilding. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, maybe there'll be a time in the future that another deal makes sense. And maybe the fact that we did this deal allows that to happen. But for me, it was more logical. I think there's no reason to have, strict, you know, brick walls up right now, given the fact that, you know, they want to make the best deal possible for them. And, you know, we want to make the best possible deal for us. And I don't think that they felt like they were, you know, helping us. You know, and they looked like they were helping them. They found a team that was willing to pay a high price for Quintana, and they acted on it.
What's been most disappointing for you personally through the first 88 games of this season?
You know, it's been frustrating. You know, to be honest with you, I felt like after the way we played in the second half of 15, the way we played all of last season with the one minor blip in the middle of the season, we were just remarkably consistent day in, day out. And this year we've been the exact opposite. We just win one, lose one, win two, lose two. Now, we haven't been able to get hot at any point. And, you know, I think it's just surprising. You know, we haven't played the kind of inspired, clean, crisp baseball that we did for a year and a half. And I think that's just frustrating in itself, that we have the same group. You know, it's very rare, actually, that a team that wins a World Series is able to bring back as many people as we did. You know, usually there's a little bit more turnover. This team had very little turnover, and I think that's why it's probably most frustrating, because we just watched the same group of players play great baseball for almost all of last season and in the highest pressure games, you know, in all of October. So I think that's the most frustrating thing, is we know this group can do it. And I think the media is probably bored and tired of us saying over and over, like, we believe in this group. We've watched these guys succeed. But that's the honest truth. And I think that's the most frustrating part, is we just haven't done it. And part of why we haven't done it is we haven't pitched well enough. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's offensively we haven't clicked for sure. Our defense hasn't been as good. You know, I think the one area of the team that's really been kind of up to snuff, so to speak, has been our bullpen. But, you know, our starting pitching has not been consistent enough. And to roll off a lot of wins in a row, usually you need, you know, start after start, you know, of quality in order to have that kind of winning streak. And we just haven't done that. And I think that, you know, adding Quintana and getting Hendricks back should certainly help get us on that road.
Early returns of this trade market, we're 18 days away from the trade deadline, but what do you think the theme will be when we look at this thing in August of what this trade deadline was around Major League Baseball? Are the sellers going to win? Are the buyers going to win? Is relief pitching high? Like, what are you feeling right now around baseball and concerning this trade deadline?
It's kind of ironic I would say this, given the fact that we just made a trade, but I think it's going to be a later market. You know, the White Sox are one of the handful of kind of known sellers early on, you know. I think that in a lot of ways, a lot of teams, especially in the American League, are still trying to decide what they're doing because everything is so bunched up. And so I think there'll be a lot of activity late, because some of those teams will decide they're in, some of those teams will decide they're out. You know, I think we have, you know, 15-ish games left, 16 games before the you know, before we get to the deadline. It's a lot of baseball, and I think a lot of teams will make some decisions along the way. And we have to make those decisions too. You know, I think we're going to play a lot better, but obviously we're going to now kind of step back a little bit and see how we play before we make any more big decisions.
What's going to happen with John Lackey, with Eddie Butler and Kyle Hendricks coming up here soon? I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry, Brett Anderson.
Yeah, you know, he's been rehabbing for us and getting close, but you know, we have to sit down and really have those conversations. You know, now that the deal is complete, you know, it's hard to have those conversations hypothetically before you do a deal. Now that we've done the deal, you know, once we get past you know, talking to the media and messaging and doing all that stuff, we'll have to sit down and talk through the personnel and how we want to play that, when we want to have Quintana start. You know, when's Kyle going to come back, et cetera. So we'll have to talk through all that stuff.
All right, lastly, what's on the wish list? A veteran second catcher, another bullpen arm, all of the above?
But yeah, I mean, I think you know, for the bullpen arm, I think, you know, you can always use more fresh bullpen arms, but I think that's really been an area of strength so far. You know, certainly I think we really love Victor Caratini's his future, but also we'd love to have him play a lot and continue to develop. So we'll make that decision as well and try to decide the right way to go as far as the backup catcher now that Miggy is gone. But like I said, I think for us right now, you know, I said this at the beginning, I think this deal was about 17, of course, but obviously very much about 2018, 19, and 20. This happened to be the timing of the deal. But now I think we'll sit back and watch and see how we play, you know, because we've played ourselves into a bit of a hole the way we played in the first half, especially the end of the first half. And we need to play better, you know, and obviously we can sit back and see how we do. But, you know, I think at some point you're going to have to get on a winning streak. You know, we haven't been more than four games over 500 all year. Mm-hmm. At some point we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to pull away from 500. And I think, you know, it needs to start pretty quickly.
What do you need to see out of Schwarber as we let you go here?
I like the way he played at the end of the first half. You know, I really liked the swings. He was using the whole field. It looked to me like he was about to, you know, to get going. So I think, listen, I think there's a lot of guys. Schwarber's probably the most obvious one, but a lot of guys that haven't performed up to their level, their normal levels. And, you know, if I'm being optimistic about this team, you know, usually guys end up the season where you expect. And our hope is that a bunch of guys have a lot of homers and a lot of hits in their bat the rest of the way, because we certainly haven't performed offensively the way we had anticipated.
Jed, thank you as always.
That sounds good, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
That is Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs, on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score. He's been brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, bring the party home with three medium one-topping pizzas to go for just $4 each. At participating locations for a limited time, purchase minimum of three pizzas. We've had to move some things around. Dan Hayes was scheduled to join us at 2:40. He's going to be at 3:30 on the other side of Sahadev Sharma, the Cubs beat reporter for The Athletic, who will be with us at 3, so we can open up the phone lines. Yeah. Again, for more reaction to all that you just heard, all we've been discussing, you got your Eloy Jimenez comp right there. Mm-hmm. One very some savvy from him bringing up Jermaine Dye in a way that White Sox fans go,
oh, you don't think it's a coincidence? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Well,
all right,
maybe that's just a way of, right, of, I'm sure he's making, not lying, but it just, mm-hmm, you think it's coincidence that it happens to be a beloved former
World Series contributor.
World Series MVP,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
312-644-6767. A big day as Jose Quintana is a Cub and the White Sox get a haul. You are listening to your home for the world champion Chicago Cubs, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Rick Hahn joined the Spiegel and Parkin show today with Lawrence Holmes filling in for Danny, talking about the huge trade with the Cubs.
Each element of our operation, pro scouts who are scouting guys like Jimenez and Cease and the players we got today, all aligned towards the same goal and what we're trying to build. That is the mark of a good organization.
Hear the entire Rick Hahn interview with Spiegel and Lawrence at 670thescore.com.
I'm Bill Ryder with a CBS Sports Minute. Major League Baseball is going to try to convince you that we should celebrate the game and the All-Star game that just got done as a success story. Don't believe it. It was another failure, this time mixed in with some farce. The silliness that Fox brought to interviewing players between innings and during the game. And it obscures a real and legitimate problem baseball has. It doesn't have a face of the sport. And as mesmerizing and beautiful a game as it is, as relevant as it is in local markets, it does not rise to a level of national national interest throughout the sports calendar. The solution is simple. Embrace the bad boy of baseball. Turn to Bryce Harper. Celebrate the fact he took shots at New York City and its fans, even though he's wrong. Because what baseball needs is what UFC has, what the NBA has, what every other sport has, mesmerizing characters around which to build around a beautiful game. I'm Bill Ryder.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my daughter just texted me some emojis, and I'm confused.
Can you describe them?
There's t-shirts, shorts, dollar signs, bunch of clapping hands.
She's saying go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now new summer styles are up to 50% off store-wide, with tees from $6 for adults and $5 for kids, and shorts from $12.
Up to 50% off?
Yes, plus all clearance styles are up to 75% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Now that I understand, I'm going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 7/11 to 7/23, select styles only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.
Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week
with the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Arrieta and Bryant.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Theo Epstein.
We're really talented and we're not playing well.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't found a way to play consistent winning baseball, and we have a lot of talent. So that's frustrating. You know, to get better performances out of guys, you know, this isn't where we should be.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Ellis Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Both Milford and Niles.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Approaching 2:30 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I think it came about in part because it was so logical. You know, I think we've been very transparent about our desire to acquire young starting pitching. We've got a surplus of bats. We've done a really good job drafting, developing, signing bats. We've done less than a stellar job with arms.
So Cubs GM Jed Hoyer with a rare move, a trade with the White Sox, acquiring Jose Quintana for four prospects, which made the deal too good to pass up for Sox GM Rick Hahn.
The idea that we would actually take less because we would go to somewhere else versus the Cubs when the Cubs clearly had the best offer, that I find laughable. That's just not how we're wired. It's not what we're charged to do.
The Sox get back a pair of top 100 prospects, outfielder Eloy Jimenez and pitcher Dylan Cease. Jimenez ranked as the number 5 prospect by Baseball America. Cease is a 21-year-old right-hander. They were the Cubs' top 2 prospects. The Sox also get back first baseman Matt Rose and infielder Brian Flete. While the Cubs now control Quintana's contractual rights until 2020, he's just 28 years old. Both Hoyer and Hahn guests on The Score today. Today marks just the 15th time in history that the Cubs and White Sox have made a trade with one another, first time since 2006. Meantime, Sox reliever Nate Jones will miss the rest of the season, elbow surgery. Tennis 37-year-old Venus Williams advances to the final at Wimbledon. She'll face Garbiñe Muguruza for the championship on Saturday. NBA former Bulls guard Rajon Rondo reportedly meeting with New Orleans. Grab a sub and a 32-ounce Pepsi at Jersey Mike's, and you could win the music trip of a lifetime. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends August 14th. See official rules at PepsiRockThisWay.com. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Rosen Hyundai.
Frankly, the call to Jose this morning was one of the more difficult ones I've made, and there was no part of it that I enjoyed, knowing that we were going to be saying goodbye to him and letting, as I said, not only that talent, but that individual, that person, leave our clubhouse.
The first thing I thought of when I read this trade around 10:30 today, Dan, was how awesome this is for Jose Quintana on so many levels.
That he gets to pitch in these, now meaningful stage,
he
doesn't have to move.
City.
Yeah.
Dude, the hassle that moving is for players that are traded in Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, NFL football, NBA basketball. Like, we, you know, we're like, all right, get on a jet and go do something. But you got to get a house sitter, or you're trying to sell your crib. You got to get your car shipped. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, smallest violin, whatever. But the hassle that takes away from your routine, your everyday thing of knowing where to go and knowing what to do. Yeah, he'll have to adjust because he's going to Wrigley instead of guaranteed rate field. But the happiest person in this entire thing, including Cubs fans and Sox fans and Jed Hoyer, Theo, and Rick Hahn and Kenny and anybody involved in the trade, has to be Jose Quintana. You're going to go now pitch for World Series relevance over the next 3 years of your career. You're going to get paid the same money, so that's not going to change.
You're
going to
be a lot more famous. Your Q rating going from Sox to Cubs, you are now going to have opportunities you wouldn't otherwise have had because more people are going to know who you are. There's no more underrating Jose Quintana.
No, the Q is definitely going to be on the national stage. I'm extremely happy for him, and Tanny and I got to be in the same vicinity as he was when he pitched his last games as a White Sox, my friend.
Weren't you in a bar?
Yes, we were in a bar that did not want to make me an old fashioned.
Or want to have a black Russian?
No. And Tanny was
no,
just...
No. They didn't want to... It's not that they didn't want to make it. They don't muddle there. They don't muddle around with those fancy schmancy drinks.
Oh, so no mojitos
Yeah,
either,
that's
huh?
what they told me. We don't muddle. And Tanny was like, oh, Tanny, you should have saw Tanny's face. Like, you know, we don't do drink here anymore. Like,
turned
like,
into Lil Taffer all
yeah,
of a sudden.
Yeah, it really did. I was like, all right, we can chill. I guess I'll just have...
They're above muddling?
Well, they were giving out tonics and sodas to one Joe Dredge. I didn't know that an old fashioned did that much to your recipes or your mixers.
I didn't think you had to muddle an old fashioned. I thought you just put like a mandarin orange
you
in there.
Don't.
Or whatever it is.
It's very easy. I mean, it's a three-step drink.
Someone should explain to them profit margins with mixers.
My God, it's exactly. I'm asking you to pour me a $14 drink.
It's a fruit
and like,
salad.
No, we'll only take $8 from you.
It's like a cognac fruit salad.
Okay. I like old fashions, you know, for brunch or whatever. My stomach wasn't feeling the best. I'm like, all right, get a little bourbon in my system, a little whiskey, whatever the case may be. They couldn't give me an old fashioned. That will be my lasting memory of the last time I thought of Jose Quintana when I couldn't get an old fashioned in Denver.
Kevin in Aurora, you're on the score. Hello.
How you guys doing? In truth, I love the trade. I'm a White Sox fan. I think that it was a trade that was great for both ends, and we can finally get over this petty feeling that the White Sox can't trade the Cubs can't trade the White Sox. They might screw each other over in some other way.
Yeah, it's good business. It's good baseball business between smart baseball people. And both teams are closer to winning a World Series.
Yes.
Palatine, Tony, you're on WSCR.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Knowing how consistent Jose Quintana has been over the last few years, I just wanted to know if you guys thought there was a reason why his ERA has kind of ballooned up this season, given that he's been a part of trade rumors for at least 2 years now. I figured it probably wasn't that, given how well he pitched last year.
He had a couple shaky starts this season, and you know, Jose Quintana.
That one against the Red Sox was still resonating.
It was really bad. And he had a worse team playing around him. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, expectations when things aren't expected of the people around you. I don't know how Q is wired when it comes to that. But they got themselves a terrific pitcher. At worst, they got themselves a number three starter. And on this starting staff, where you might hand the ball to somebody before this trade that you don't trust in that last week or so, you got another guy that you think you can trust, especially in the National League.
River North, Matt, you're on the score.
Hey, fellas. I'm an avid Cubs fan, and I like the trade. My only concern with Quintana is he's never pitched in an important game.
Kyle Hendricks didn't pitch in any before last year either.
Agreed. But Kyle Hendricks handled it. Should there be any concern about that? Or to me, his most important game is the game you guys talked about, the game against Sale, and he got drilled. You know, and that's the now.
You find out when you find out, kind of right, Matt. I mean,
right.
You can't pitch on a stage if the stage hasn't been presented to you.
Yeah, I think you are what you are, and I think that he's got enough of a track record and enough of a demeanor and enough people who would speak to his makeup as a guy.
But the David Price stuff comes up.
If you ask me my level of worry, no, I'm not concerned that all of a sudden he's like, well, he's never been tested before in a big game. That's fine. That wouldn't be a concern for me.
You know how like they sometimes say certain people can't pitch for the Red Sox or play for the Red Sox because the pressure is too great. You know, it may not be the same type of pressure on the North side, but there are guys who just can't handle playing in Boston. It's not for them.
There was some Yankee talk that way.
The North side's a pressure cooker, too. Yeah, now. Don't get it twisted. The expectations.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's his point with him, yeah.
I remember Ed Whitson when he went to the Yankees. Remember Ed Whitson? And he just, like, lost his mind. Like had some sort of psychological episode. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there have been, and there was
Wasn't it Zach Greinke who's, you know, he's obviously documented that he's had the anxiety disorders in his life, and you know, the Dodgers situation was, you know, he pitched well, but that's not as comfortable as pitching for Kansas City or pitching in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, it's like when I say that the Q rating goes up for Q and that he's going to become more famous. Yeah, sure, there's more pressure. But that's good. I would hope that a professional athlete welcomes that. It's about damn time I get to pitch in some of these games.
Trust
always wanted to.
Yeah.
Can I take a call from a Bob?
I mean, if you'd like to.
I'd like to.
All right, then do it.
Southside, Bob, you're on the score.
Bad idea.
What's up, Bob?
Jason, real quick, if you're at a bar that can't get you an old fashioned, you get the hell out.
I was with my guys. I didn't want to bounce. Yeah, Tannehill immediately, like, I'm not that disgusted. You know, Tannehill was like, "Why are we still here?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'm just, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna make a stink. I don't want to know why you can't make me an old fashioned. Just give me something else."
That makes no sense. Chris Tannehill's in the right. Anyway, two things real quick, if you don't mind. One, since 2015, like before then, I as a Sox fan, my Cubs, like irrational Cubs hate died because I love following this team and I knew they were going to be good. And just kind of sitting back watching, and I enjoyed watching them, and I couldn't hate them anymore or have the disdain or the dislike. But right now, I kind of feel like that rivalry for me is back a little bit because now my team's window is going to go right through that team, and I enjoy it just that little bit more. So that's one thing I really like about the trade, even though it's great for both sides, and I don't think anyone lost because you can't look at trades like that. But two, when you look at the value that the Sox have gotten and how everyone talks about the value of the contracts, and Dan, when you read those numbers for Quintana's contract, it shows what an abject failure and how bad the Sox were for so long to not be able to put anything around Sale and Quintana and even the friendly Eaton deal to where...
Yeah, we used to talk about how they were wasting years on great contracts.
Yeah, but wasting them is one thing. Like, to fail that completely to where you're not even relevant, to not even have a window around those guys...
Yep.
And it's great that Rickon is finally here, and he put the big boy pants on and said, "No, we can't keep doing this anymore. We got to tear down." It's great to see, but it's so much more than futility when you look at the value.
You know what, though? Don't worry about it. Like Jason advised earlier, don't worry about that now.
You're good.
There's no reason to dwell on that,
Bob,
now.
I'm sure you were the guy that was screaming and calling and getting mad for the last 6 or 7 years, but you're good now.
Yep.
In one year, you've got the top, if not the top two or three, one of the top two or three farm systems in all of Major League Baseball. Like other organizations take time. Like it takes years to get these kinds of prospects in your and who knows. You know, Eloy Jimenez or some of these other guys can tank, but the feeling,
there's
vibe.
Security in numbers, though. Just the fact that not all these guys are going to suck.
They got 9 of the top 68 prospects in Major League Baseball right now. All right, that it took a year. Not even. It took an offseason and 80-some-odd games for Rick Hahn to do what he's done. And I said it to him when I was on his ass about the last 5 years and Kenny Williams was in the way. And I'm like, all right, well, I celebrated when Rick Hahn was getting all the applause when they got Jeff Samardzija, when they got David Robertson, and we were talking about the Sox won the offseason. I celebrated him then. He was going to catch these arrows when it didn't work out. Well, guess what? I'm back on the celebration of Rick Hahn because this is what it's supposed to feel like. Like when you're looking forward to 2019 and 2020 as a Sox fan.
We're going to get pretty guesty starting at 3:00, so we're taking calls up to then and around our upcoming guests, Sahadev Sharma, Dan Hayes, Jeff Passan, a lot more surprises coming too. The Bernstein and Goff Show on the Score.
Rick Hahn joined the Spiegel and Parkin Show today with Lawrence Holmes filling in for Danny, talking about the huge trade with the Cubs.
We've taken that reset. We've taken that step back, and I think this is going to help us. These young guys start coming up and then hopefully developing into the type of players we think they're capable of being.
Hear the entire Rick Hahn interview with Spiegel and Lawrence at 670thescore.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
And if you just put a range ball on a tee there, and people think all these majestic soaring home runs, a 5-wood would go 600 feet. When you wind the ball the way MLB has wound the ball, that's essentially what we're watching.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago's Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. You came into Alice Hall and interviewed and were not hired.
I thought the interview went fantastic. I really was waiting for a call to tell me I had a job. Now, every time I look at the Weather Channel, I'm glad I did.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's wicked awesome.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
As Jimenez takes a big swing and sends one into the Western Metal Supply Company building. Wow! Phillip Cousins launches a high fly ball into the corner. And a leap.
No way.
Eloy Jimenez can't. Did he make that catch?
Yes, he did.
I thought I saw the ball fly out. Hey, Eloy's coming. Hide your hearts. A broken
heart. It's going to be a while, though. See, that's... What? With all the excitement over
the
Eloy Jimenez, yeah. We don't know if he's going to be any good. Probably
you hope
will.
So. A big 6'4", 205-pound strapping young lad out there with Luis Robert with no shirt on. I think Luis is going to play without a shirt.
Just gonna
play
chain?
Without a jersey, yeah. He'll have a number chain so that you, if you're marking down in your scorecards, the guy out there with no shirt on and a number 21 chain is Luis Robert. And Yoan Moncada and Zach Collins, like they got their catcher, they got their second baseman, they got a couple of outfielders. You know, if Avi can be Avi and not this all-star Avi, obviously you'd like him to stay that way. I'm feeling all right about calling over there at the old White Sox office and buying myself some seasoned ducats so me and Jace can have something to do during the summer.
Logan Square, this is Eric. He's on the score.
Good afternoon, boys.
What's that?
One quick comment and then one question for you, and I'll hang up and listen. My question would be, are you guys concerned that now the Cubs have a very lefty-heavy rotation, at least for this year, with Lester, Hendricks, and now Quintana?
Hendricks,
my other question would be
righty.
Yeah, Hendricks righty.
Oh, is he righty? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No problem. No worries.
My other question would be, does a Fulmer for Schwarber rumor even make sense now, knowing that Arrieta and obviously Lackey and Lester are coming off the books in the near future?
I don't think they're going to do anything big. I think this was their big. You know, I could be wrong. You know, guys can get itchy.
I mentioned it before. The name I keep hearing of Cubs' interest is Tigers catcher Alex Avila.
And we asked in the interview, if you didn't hear the interview, we'll spin it again for you before we're out of here at 6. But we asked in the interview about that core, and there are no such things as untouchables in any sport anymore. But what do you, we asked him what he thought about keeping that thing together, and he said, yeah.
It's their intent.
We'll revisit it. Maybe in a couple of years, you know, they won't say no to anything.
Sometimes the phone rings and you revisit it right there, though.
Yes.
Right?
It's like, hey, we'd like to give you Mike Trout for...
Right. your revisitation could change in an instant, right, depending on who's on the other end of that phone.
Right.
This segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. Bloomington, our next stop. Nick is on the score.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a question for you guys. Everybody's all hurrah about all these prospects the mm-hmm. Sox have got.
Yeah.
My question to you is, being such a poor fan base and such a notoriously penny-pinching franchise, are you going to be able to hold on to them?
How are they a notorious penny-pinching franchise?
They're a penny-pinching franchise because they've never been able to hold on to people. They didn't want to pay Sale. I mean, he's gone.
They didn't want to pay Sale?
They paid him. He was under contract.
Ooh, this is going to be tough.
They paid him $8 million or $10 million.
Nick, he was under a long... They signed him to a long-term deal.
Yeah. To one of the best deals in baseball. That's why he was attractive. Nick, you seem very angry about the White Sox. For what's the reason? Why are you a White Sox fan?
No, I'm a Cubs fan.
Okay, so as a baseball fan, what don't you understand about a team rebuilding after banging their head against a mediocre wall for 7 years? What don't you understand about that?
Because their rebuild is not a genuine rebuild like Theo's rebuild.
Ooh.
Theo built them from the ground up.
Ooh. Here it goes. A genuine rebuild? What's a genuine rebuild?
What makes
trading for other people's prospects?
What makes this rebuild less than genuine?
Brian, Happ, Schwarber, you want me to keep going?
What makes the White Sox rebuild less than genuine?
Because Giolito, Mancata, all these prospects gathered are not drafted by the White Sox.
Okay, so Addison Russell wasn't drafted by the White Sox?
By the Cubs, you mean?
I'm sorry, by the Cubs.
Not a real integral part here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Nick, right, Nick, this is a really...
This is the dumbest baseball call that I've heard this summer.
This is
and I've heard a lot of baseball
this
calls. You called Nick, up with anger and fury thinking that you were about to wreck shop, and this is the dumbest-ass baseball call I've heard all summer long.
Sox fan, I'm sure it's a dumbass call.
Nick,
what? No, it has nothing to do with my fandom. Hey, you could be a fan of the Monstars in Space Jam, and this would still be the dumbest phone call I've heard all summer long.
On its merits, this is
a dumbass call, dude.
Nick, on its merits, this is a really genuinely terrible baseball call.
This is a stupid call.
I'll call back in 3 years.
And you'll be dumb then.
And you know what? You will be just as dumb, if not dumber.
This is awful. Like, today, this is the day that you choose to spin this one?
And you say you're a Cubs fan, but you're more concerned with the White Sox rebuild. That's what I find strange.
Oh, no. Cubs fans are very, very concerned with Sox issues these days, too.
Rebuild, like it's happened, like it's totally happened.
And this is the guy. So when the Cubs were doing what they were doing, did you not believe because it hadn't happened yet as well?
No, I believe that Joe Madden is not your manager.
You didn't have Joe Madden yet.
Who's manager?
See, this is the thing. You didn't have Joe Madden yet, by the way.
Joe Madden wasn't
your call
the Cubs
has
manager.
So many. This is the inception level of stupidity on every. Keep going. Keep going. We're on the third level now of dumb. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm glad to entertain you guys. I know you're gonna thwart everything I throw at you because you're
because it's stupid.
Nick, because everything it's you say stupid. Comes from an absolutely irretrievable place of stupidity.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to you guys. I appreciate you taking.
All right, Nick. We'll talk to you pretty soon, buddy. That was as bad as I have ever experienced. I don't know if it's the confluence of events of today.
Wow,
but that was as
touch of all.
And I produced this show with you and Terry. That is Hall of Fame levels of dumb right there. A genuine rebuild? Addison Russell wasn't an integral part of the Cubs winning the World Series last year. That was awesome. I want to replay that instead of Jed Hoyer. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Anthony Rizzo. Where was he groomed?
You know what?
Was Anthony Rizzo on the farms of Iowa, you know, just struggling?
I just had a sort of a revelatory moment.
I'm sorry.
No,
did I take you?
Please don't be sorry. No, now I know how Terry felt. Like, I kind of thought it was my job, and I just sat here smiling.
Dude!
That was wonderful.
Come on, you know I don't press the button often.
I know that.
That was criminally dumb.
Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic.
Not criminally dumb.
Is going to join us after an update to talk about the Cubs, where they are, what this means, what might be next. You got the score.
Breaking news. Jose Quintana has been traded to the Cubs. We've got all the details, so keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com.
Push it.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents. Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
When Flow flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't know what happened to John Lester.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about John Lester. Theo found a way to go get two more John Lesters by the end of July here by the deadline.
You'd be happy.
You have a shot to get this thing back together and move it in the right direction.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday. Start the week off big with big laughs on Man with a Plan.
I feel giddy.
Comedy star Matt LeBlanc.
So what's the plan, Chief?
Well, first, keep calling me Chief. I like that.
Discovers it ain't easy being dad.
You remember those Taken movies? That's what happens when you give your daughter freedom. One, two, three times they get taken.
Get in on the fun.
I can't help it if people are drawn to me.
Life's been easy for you, hasn't it?
It's been a good run, yeah.
The hit comedy Man with a Plan. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
This summer,
Big Brother is back.
Cut off from the outside world, 16 strangers will live in a house of temptation.
Bring it on!
Cameras will watch their every move. Microphones will record their every word.
Let the games begin.
Now, for every temptation they take,
I want it all.
Someone else is gonna pay.
This is one twisted twist.
Don't miss a minute.
Give in to your temptation.
Big Brother, CBS Sunday, Wednesday, and live Thursday. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Rento. Every new Kia is on sale. Plus, all new Kias come with a 10-year 100.
Thanks for streaming The Score.